Racing
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Love every racing moment. Visit hri.ie.
Welcome back to the show. We're now joined by Tom Malone to talk a bit of racing. How are you, Tom?
Good, Tony.
All good?
Yeah, it's been an interesting day. I'd say you were down and out and about in Joseph's this morning, were you?
I was. An absolutely beautiful morning in Owning, kind of near the Tip Kilkenny-Waterford border, sort of near three borders. A kind of a special morning, really. We were there as journalists and a few jockeys as well, ex-jockeys, because the Pats Mullen Champions Race for Cancer Trials Ireland at the Curragh happens on Sunday week. That's Sunday the 17th, Sunday September 15th, rather. And this is a fundraising race for cancer research and for trials. And earlier on today, I spoke to Charlie Swan. There were four former jockeys there: Charlie Swan, Paul Carberry, Ruby Walsh, and we also had, who am I leaving out?
Joseph
O'Brien. Who was the best of them, actually?
Talent-wise, for me, it's always Carberry.
I agree.
Carberry, Ruby, Charlie Swan, and then I think AP.
That would have been sacrilege to say that in Britain, Sir Tony McCoy and all that, and he was brilliant with his time today, but I agree with you.
Yeah. You tweeted something that was like, oh, here's AP McCoy, you know, giving instructions. I was like, he should be listening to those three non-talking.
Yeah, he may not have been advising on how to be a jockey, but in any event, that was actually one of the first things I said to Charlie Swan when I spoke to him earlier.
So the four champions this morning, who was the best, the four of them? AP, Swan, McCoy, or Carberry, Ruby. Some standard of riders, though, to be fair, in this race.
Jeez, they were all great. They were all brilliant. I wouldn't be able to pick one of them. They were all, you know, they all had their own, they were all brilliant. They were brilliant of all-rounders, but they were, like Paul for his coolness and waiting and whatever, you know.
He liked to wait.
Yeah. And AP for his determination, and Ruby for his, you know, his courage and his, you know, the way he used to present horses and fences and stuff. And, you know, they're all brilliant.
About yourself in terms of which of the three were you most alike?
I think I was lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, it's different times, I suppose. My best attitude was probably tactical wise, but you know, there's so many different, they're all good riders, you know.
It must be a bit of nostalgia this morning being here and just around the guys you used to ride with back in the day.
Yeah, I think it's 2003 since I would have rode upside them. So
Jesus, yeah, it's hard to believe.
Yeah. Doesn't feel that long ago, but it's amazing how long it is. Yeah.
It's the best cast of riders in one race.
It is, you know, it's brilliant. Like, you know, I mean, the minute I was asked, I said yes, especially for Pat, you know. He's such a great guy, and, you know, he's such a good rider too, but a really nice guy. And when they said there was going to be like nearly 10 champion jockeys, so all from Ireland, it's quite unusual, really.
Yeah. It's very tough for the racing community this because just how sudden it's obviously happened, and you know how difficult it has been for Pat and his family.
That's right. You know, it's terrible, and everybody has somebody that they know that has had cancer and stuff. You know, so it is for everybody to take part. You know, it's a big thing, really. You know,
how would you describe him as a person for those who don't know him?
Really nice. A real good guy. Like, he was, you know, he'd always think of people, and you know, I remember being in the weigh room with him. He was always a real solid fella, you know, and fun guy too, you know. So it's just, you know, so heartbreaking, but hopefully he'll recover from this.
Yeah, it's the timing of him not being able to ride in the race, I thought, was quite cruel as well.
Yeah,
because obviously he was building up for it.
That's right. I was at a wedding with him recently, and he was in great form, and he was really looking forward to it, you know. I think that's the big killer for him, you know. He was really looking forward to riding in it, you know. But
such is life.
Hopefully he'll pull through. So
yeah, and the race itself, it will actually quite matter to you who wins. I get that feeling anyway.
Look, I think we're all pretty competitive under it all.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not too worried who wins really, but obviously it'd be nice to have a good ride and you know you run well in it. But it's all for a good course, but obviously it would be nice to win.
Nice to ride the Curragh as well, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't ridden the Curragh for a while, so you know, it's good. I think the last winner I rode there was a National Hunt jockeys race against a flat jockeys race. And I rode a winner for Tony Mullins. So yeah, I think that was the last time I rode a winner there.
What have you been up to since your training career as well? How have you found that readjustment to another role in racing, I suppose?
Yeah, it's been great that I'm doing a bit for JP, buying horses in France. The training is really hard. You know, it's a hard life.
Did you regret going into it, or did you?
No, I always wanted to do it. I'm glad I did do it. You know, I really did enjoy the training, but it is a hard life, and unless you have over 50 horses. This is what my accountant kept saying. Unless you're over 50 horses, you're not making any money, you know.
Yeah.
So at the same time, when you have a family, you know, you want to provide for them. So that's the reason I got out, you know, because I wasn't making money. But it's hard because you love the game and you nearly do it for nothing. But
a lot of
people are doing it for nothing. At the end of the day, I thought it was more important things than, you know, than struggling all your life. So
are you happier since you left? Or
you know, definitely
less of the stress.
Less of the stress and yeah, you can do, you know, I'm doing things with the kids at weekends and things that before I wasn't able to do.
Thanks a million.
Top manager.
And racing on Off the Ball is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Love every racing moment. Visit hri.ie or follow the new Twitter account at HRI Racing, hashtag every racing moment. And racing on Off the Ball has been full of profit of late.
Yeah,
other than the week you came in.
Yeah, apart from the week I came in. Yeah, the wrong Aga Khan horse. But you talk about money in racing, you just hear Charlie Swan, a man who would have had a wonderful career as a jockey, plenty of plenty of contacts, plenty of good owners, and just the struggle and the grind of training and how difficult it is. It's interesting to see so many of these legends, how few of them have actually gone on to training, bar obviously, you know, Joseph and Johnny Huerta.
Joseph went training because he couldn't ride anymore. He was too heavy. Now, so you look at the four jockeys that were there today, none of them is training. I don't really think any of them actually has an ambition at the moment.
No, Paul Carberry breaks a few, and he breaks a few pointers and
broke a few hearts
away
in the day.
He did, yeah. Yeah, let's not get into Archibald. But like, I mean, Joseph O'Brien, right? In 2010, it was only 9 years ago, Joseph was joint champion apprentice. And here he is, and he's now multiple Group 1 winning, Melbourne Cup winning, Cheltenham Festival winning trainer. Like, it just when you look at Joseph as just like one of the, I would say, underappreciated talents, it's just phenomenal. In 2013, he broke a 20-year-old record for the most winners ever ridden in a season. That was by Mick Cannane. You know, and you consider in 2013, he would have been at just starting to come to the cusp with those weight struggles as well, where a sub-9 stone was just not an option.
We have the frightening prospect of Dunica training, as well as his dad, Aidan, and his brother, Joseph, probably from David Watson's own old gallops, if things are to be believed. I believe that may happen sooner or later, as Dunica struggles with his weight as well. He's even taller. You know, when we had Dunica on the Friday night racing there not that long ago, he hadn't eaten since Thursday morning, and we recorded at 3 p.m.
Yeah, he'd had a couple of jellies and a glass of black tea or something. But again, you look at Tony McCoy now, and he looks like a human being now. I mean, you looked
at
him when
he had a belly on him.
Well, he looked comfortable.
I didn't say it to him.
You didn't say it to him, no.
No,
I think he mentioned that he was considerably the heaviest and might actually have to do something.
To be fair to Tony McCoy, if you've effectively starved yourself for 20, 25 years, I think you're entitled to eat properly.
Just the 4,358 career winners. Like, phenomenal. I know, like we said at the top of the show, okay, he might be fourth of them, but like, Ruby would never drive to Hereford to ride four yaks at the potentially getting a couple of winners. Like, he
there's
just
a thin
just
line
do
between
it, like,
sort of insanity and, I suppose, hunger for a winner. If you were watching that on our social channels, you will have noticed how utterly staggering this part of the world is. It's obviously up on a hill, and this morning it was beautiful. If you go there in winter,
I don't think you even need to go there in winter to find the
oh my god
of it.
If you've been to the Carlisle grounds on a winter's night to watch the League of Ireland, or if you've been to Dundalk Racecourse or Navan Racecourse in winter, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it's cold, but it was so beautiful this morning. You've obviously been there yourself.
Yeah, it's that. It's such a wonderful way to work horses as well. Mm. It's just a steady climb up the hill.
How would you explain that to people? Because it's entirely different to how Aidan trains horses, because Aidan doesn't have that facility, quite simply. Aidan, and just to remind you, Aidan's father-in-law, Joe Crowley, started training on this hill years and years ago, and then Aidan sort of refined that gallop, and now his son Joseph is there, who's obviously a grandson of Joe Crowley.
Yeah, some trainers are absolute advocates for hill training, because it works the horse's back quite well. It also takes a bit of weight load off their front legs too, and it just gets them rolling up a hill, and it's just really good for strengthening them up. Some trainers work in the flat. Martin Pipe always worked his horses up a hill. He had a short uphill gallop. The Hill and Screen is a pretty famous gallop in Meath that a lot of trainers would use. But, you know, some trainers do, some don't. But look, it is obviously a way to get a harder bit of work into a horse without having to commit to more distance. It's like you said, like anything. You know, if you stick the old incline on the treadmill when you're in the gym, I mean, you want your head checked. But, like, that's the way he works his horses.
Yeah, and just Joseph, granted, he would admit that he's been in a privileged position, that he's inherited a situation to an extent through his father and what his father achieved that would be the dream of virtually everyone else.
Yeah,
that
absolutely
doesn't subtract from the fact that he's already achieved a hell of an amount, and he's,
I mean,
possibly becoming the biggest dual purpose trainer in the world on the way to it. If not,
you would have to think so. I mean, there are lots of people in horse racing who have been given a leg up by their parents, but very few have reached even within an ass's roar of the heights that Joseph has. Because you're talking about, like, he was training horses whilst continuing to be Ballydoyle, not quite main jockey, he was Ryan Moore had come in at that stage. You know, I mean, you had the kind of comical situation when Ivanovich Gorbatov won at Cheltenham, and, like, it was still in Aidan's name, but obviously Joseph was training them, and he was riding work in Ballydoyle in the morning, then going over and working his own horses in the afternoon. And he had this squad of, including Ivanovich Gorbatov, who went on, of course, to win a Triumph Hurdle. And the kind of post-race interviews with Aidan were comical, because, you know yourself, you talk to Aidan post-race and he can give you, like, insane depth and detail into a horse, into how their feet move, whether they're front wheel drive or rear wheel drive. He could barely pick this horse out of the parade ring. He's like, so it was a rather comical situation. But it just goes to show, like, from then to now, it's just the most incredible career trajectory. Like I say, 2010, he was a champion apprentice, and now he's huge trainer.
The reason we were there today, obviously, was for that charity race on Sunday week. It transpired more or less as we were departing that Ferdy Murphy, who was a native of County Wexford, he passed away in his home in France, age 70, after a long cancer battle. And anyone who had seen Ferdy over the last few years could attest to, I suppose, his physical downfall. Pat Smullen is fighting the biggest fight of his life at the moment.
There must have been an incredible poignancy there this morning. Yeah. I mean, this news only kind of broke just over a week ago, and then this press day was sort of following on from that. So it must be so incredibly raw. Obviously, he wasn't there.
He wanted to be there, according to his wife, Frances, who was there. And there was, as you say, the poignancy of Frances also coming back to her home where her father trained, for reasons that kind of were obviously out of her control, that she didn't, want to have to happen. But as life goes, I think what was crippling about Pat Smullen was he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in March of last year, which is an incredibly low survival rate, unfortunately. That's the bare fact of it. But he'd come through very, very well, his treatment. And as Charlie said, he was all looking forward to riding in this race, getting back in the saddle. And I don't think you can really, words are any use to describe how cruel it is that was taken away from him.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, it's just a charity race, let's not, but, like, and in the grander scheme of things, that the man gets better, like I said, it's just this, like, it's almost petty cruelty of illness, isn't it? Like, he just, everything gets taken away, all the joy and goodness had just gone from his life that, look, it's an horrific illness. But, like, this was one good thing he had to look forward to, and then, you know, it comes back and that's, everything's whipped out from underneath him. He can't even probably leave the house or whatever. But he's obviously, you know, the impact of chemotherapy on your immune system is terrible. So, you know, you are pretty much, so many cancer patients are pretty much housebound.
There's a strange, I suppose, positive to all of this, in that so many people have spoken about, you know, cancer and also the fight to fund research into it. But also, I suspect that the Curragh, which has had a fairly turbulent year itself in terms of redevelopment, I think it's going to have a bumper crowd on Sunday, because anyone who have any interest in racing or any human level interest will want to be there, not only because of Pat, but also because you have
these other guys. I mean, you have the thing is as well about Ruby, right? Ruby's retirement was just gone. Mm. You know what I mean? He literally stood up, waved at a crowd and said, and that's it, I'm not riding another horse. You know, it was at Punchestown. It was on the cards, obviously, but, you know, whereas AP McCoy got a bit of a farewell tour. But, like, race fans, if you weren't there at Punchestown this year, for whatever reason, you will have missed Ruby and you're never going to see him ride another horse again until this race upcoming.
In addition to Ruby, we have AP McCoy, Paul Carberry, Charlie Swan, Johnny Mertza, Richard Hughes, Kieran Fallon.
By the way, that's
Ted
that's
Durkin.
The one I'm
insane. And
I'm most looking forward to Kieran Fallon, if I'm honest.
Without what about his son? We
and
get
his
to that
son
again.
Is phenomenal. So,
but like, without being overly proud of being Irish, the standard of jockey there. There is one thing about Pat Smullen not riding. I think they might have given him something of a solo in this race, and Pat Smullen from the front was always virtually impossible to catch. And so it might make it a little bit more competitive that the great man isn't there.
Yeah, I would think so. And you imagine there's going to be a massive competition amongst the trainers as well to have this little bit of one-upmanship amongst each other, but it's definitely stoked some competitive fires, because Paul Carberry, I actually have his Equisizer at the moment, and I got a call. It's like a mechanical horse you use to get your fitness up for race riding. So I got a text there to say he wants it back. So it's obviously
no.
Yeah, no. No. No, the kids love it.
Screw you, Carberry.
Yeah.
You're not
so it's obviously ignited some competitive fires there, that he wants the Equisizer back, that they're going to turn up race fit for this. But yeah, absolutely. You know, Tony McCoy, Ruby Walsh, Charlie Swan. I mean, I cannot wait to see Kieran Fallon back in the saddle. Johnny Mertza back too. He'll surely have one. He won the charity race last week in Cork as well. But actually, that was great to see Paddy Woods, who must have ridden almost every charity race there's been in this country for the last 5 years. So good to see him get a winner as well.
Tom Bugsy Malone, it's been great to have you on. I do agree with you with regard to the most naturally talented jumps jockey of those. But Mertza, Hughes or Fallon?
For me, it's a tie between Richard Hughes and Kieran Fallon.
I'm going to go narrowly for Richard Hughes, despite the greatness of the others. Racing on Off the Ball is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Love every racing moment. Visit hri.ie or follow the new Twitter account at HRI Racing, hashtag every racing moment. And if you are around on Sunday week, there's really only one place to be. We're going to talk boxing next.
Racing on Off the Ball. Brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland. Love every racing moment. Visit hri.ie.